check the mic, and I also do a good thing. I'm trying to put together a little collection of material for in the event that these guys ever let me promote this bit on the radio. I would do something like I would have a bunch of these, so, and it helps me. I can check my mic too, so you can just say, "Hi, I am where the hell are Gene Davis, public relations manager, Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii." However you say it.
Okay. Hi, I'm Gene Davis, public relations manager for Ronald McDonald House Charities.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Helping Hand, weekly feature here. It's HPR 1 station statewide, also online, our growing Helping Hand directory at hawaiipublicradio.org. We try to put the spotlight on organizations or events in the community that offer assistance to folks who are disabled and to other folks in need throughout the community. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii, and they have a special event coming up. Honolulu's two Ronald McDonald Houses in continual operation 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, according to their website, where they mention it's a home away from home for families. That much we probably all know, for folks who have to come to the area seeking specialized medical treatment for kids. And guest families come from a bunch of different cultures. The site also notes just over 3/4 of those families come from areas other than the Honolulu area. Most others from outside the state, Guam, and Pacific Rim locations. Sunday evening, this organization is getting some support for itself via the Share a Night Gala. It's happening at the Sheraton Waikiki. It's an annual event with food, live and silent auctions, entertainment. We're going to learn a lot more from our expert guest on that topic and everything to do with the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii Public Relations Manager, Gene Davis, joining us here in the studio today. A privilege. Thank you so much for coming down here.
Greetings. Thanks for having me.
You are quite welcome, Gene, and thanks for what you guys do. It's your privilege to work for a well-known organization that, when I told someone it was you were going to be on the program, they were like, "That," you know, they said with passion, they do such good stuff. But I bet there are services other than helping families be with their loved one, or maybe there's aspects of that that are a little bit more detailed that we don't know about, maybe that people may not think of or even be aware of.
Right. I think the most widely known fact about us is that when children are sick and have to come to Honolulu, we provide a home away from home for their families. But probably lesser known is that the Neighbor Island mothers who are deemed high-risk pregnancies and need to be near a hospital, they also can come and stay at the house in the weeks leading up to their delivery date so that they're only a few minutes away from the hospital instead of a plane ride away.
So that's an additional asset that goes along with this. Now, when we there are a variety. I was taking a look at the website. I saw Judd Hillside House, Oahu Avenue. In all, talk about your locations. What makes them different from one another?
Our Judd Hillside House is the original Ronald McDonald House that opened in 1987. Hmm. It has 10 guest rooms, and it is child-friendly, so kids who are receiving treatments for their serious illnesses on an outpatient basis would be staying at the house with their families. Also, if a family brings a child over for treatment and they have siblings, then they would stay at the Judd Hillside House with the patient's brothers and sisters and parents. The Oahu Avenue House has 7 guest rooms, and it is basically adult-friendly. For instance, instead of a toy room, there's a exercise room. And what happens is a lot of families have premature babies on the neighbor islands, and the babies who are born too early, they don't have facilities for them on the neighbor islands. So as a routine, they must come to Oahu and spend some time in the neonatal intensive care unit at Kapi'olani. So those parents who don't have other children and they have an inpatient child, they are assigned to the Oahu Avenue House.
Okay. So that's the two facilities.
Well, we also have a third facility.
Yeah, that's the...
It's inside the Kapi'olani Hospital itself, and it's called the Family Room. And it is a little slice of the Ronald McDonald House there for families to get away from the bedside of their child. Some families and parents, and they just spend so much time next to the the side of their bed in their rooms. It's a chance for them to break away for a minute, get a snack, get a beverage, go online, sit down in the comfy couch, maybe watch a video. And it's a chance for people to just refresh themselves so that they can recharge their batteries and go back to being a parent around their kid.
It's like a refuge of sorts. And is it designed for the people whose children are there at Kapi'olani, or is it for anyone? I mean, it would lend itself mostly to people who are there.
Right. It's located just a short a distance away from the neonatal intensive care unit there.
Okay.
So it's all for families who are inpatient at Kapi'olani.
Who in the community is a good fit for the help that you guys offer? I guess another way of saying that is, what are the requirements for a family to take advantage of the services?
Well, all you have to do is be a family who doesn't live on Oahu and has to come to Oahu for a child's medical treatment. And once that's really the only requirements, other than being referred by either a social worker at the hospital, a doctor, insurance company, people that can confirm the child's condition and work with us to get them into the house.
And so they're not financial requirements. A family does not have to be in poor financial standing of any kind.
No, it's open to everyone. Now, we do ask families to kick in $20 a night per family if they're able.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not able, that's okay. We forgive that. And that's why we go into the community and ask for donations. It's mostly to make up for that amount that a lot of folks can't pay.
Right. For the folks who are unable to kick in the $20 per night, that's one of the crucial ways that, you know, the donations make it. I completely understand. I guess good lead in for what's happening this Sunday.
This Sunday is our biggest fundraising event of the year. It's our 8th annual Share a Night Gala. And this year, there's going to be a Parisian theme to it.
Mm.
But the overall theme really is to honor the brave families that have come through the doors at Ronald McDonald House. Now, we have actually assisted over 11,000 families since we opened. And so we're going to be having some families at the gala who are going to speak and talk about their experience. And the entertainment is going to be out of this world. We have Jordan Segundo. We have Sherry Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Who's been here, supporter of the station.
Yeah, absolutely. She's awesome. And we're going to have Michael Paolo, the saxophonist.
Oh, yeah.
And as a special treat, his dad, icon Rene Paolo,
wow,
will perform with him. He's a pianist. He's in his 80s. And we're
together.
I'm getting chicken skin just thinking about the two of them playing together on stage. Also, the Rhapsody, it's a great children's choir, will be there as well. So I hope I didn't forget any of the great entertainers. But it's going to be super. And, of course, every year the chefs top themselves with a great gourmet meal.
So folks show up, and there is people get either, it looks like tables people come with, or you can get smaller numbers too.
Yeah, there are table sales and also single seats.
Okay. So if like a couple wants to come, they'd get two single seats.
Correct.
Great. And that's this Sunday night. What time is it again?
It starts at 5:30 with a hosted cocktail outside in the lobby. And then we'll open the doors about 6:30 and everybody will come in. There's a country store. There's going to be a drawing for an incredible diamond earring set donated by Robert Palma. There's also a silent auction with hundreds of items, which this year we're doing something different. It's actually open right now online, and people are already starting to bid on the items. And it will wrap up at the gala on Sunday night at 8. But it's a way for us to get people involved in the community who would really like to but maybe can't go to the gala or don't enjoy going out. It's a chance for them to do it. I can tell you there's a lot of bargains to be had, and also Christmas is just around the corner. And something to remember, Dave, is that all of the items on the silent auction are donated by corporate Hawaii and businesses and friends of Ronald McDonald House, so that every single bit will go to help the kids and the families at Ronald McDonald House.
So all of the money raised by the sales of the admission to this event with the tickets and then, you know, all of the auctions and stuff, it's just a lot of resources going towards the organization. RonaldHouseHawaii.org is where you can get involved with the auction ahead of the event.
Yeah, that's our homepage of our website. And if you go there, there's
a link,
a red box,
right,
and it says Bid Now. And you just click on that, and it'll take you to the bidding site. And you don't really have to register if you just want to look at the items. But if you want to start bidding, then there's a short process where you register and give them credit card information and start bidding.
People can, in addition to, I guess as part of helping you with this event, you mentioned it, items are donated and people bid on them, essentially.
Right.
So there's a huge, in addition to people coming to this event, which is one way of helping you, and also you mentioned a lot of people are not as into going to events like this, but they still want to help them. The auction online is an avenue. People can donate items for this, too. So that's a third way, I guess,
correct,
that we're illustrating.
Correct.
That folks could, and that's a real important thing, I'm assuming. Next year or your next thing, you need a lot of great items.
We do. Every year, that's one of our biggest things, is to get great items. And every year, the community really steps forward for us.
So all kinds of different things. If people have a thing they want to kick in, they can reach out to you when I give them the contact info. That's what
sure.
You would like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Volunteer opportunities throughout the year are what can we, in terms of, there are probably people who, as another option to help out, that would be an avenue they would take. Talk a little bit about it.
Volunteerism and volunteers at Ronald McDonald House really is the foundation of what we do. We couldn't do everything that we do without volunteers. We have literally hundreds. And as I speak right now, there are no less than 15 or 20 volunteers up at the Ronald House, making final preparations for the favors, the centerpieces, and all the little detail work that goes into making the gala what it is. And they are behind the scenes, and they work every single day, donate hours of their time. And that's just one example. I mentioned the family room at Kapi'olani a few minutes ago. It's completely supervised by our volunteers. So there are four-hour shifts. It's open 9 in the morning to 9 at night, 3-4 hour shifts every single day, and we keep open all the time, and it's because volunteers do it.
So there's another way to volunteer, plus anyone who has time. I'm hearing that they're welcome to give you guys a shot.
Well, we have a volunteer services manager, and she goes out of her way to match a person's interests with some of the available volunteer roles.
That's great. That's a huge thing. So we've talked about challenges. Are there specific things that you're over? You've been here a long time in the islands. Gene was telling me prior to our conversation beginning here. Are there challenges that you guys are facing that you feel like pointing out? Specific things that come to mind? You think, man, it would really one of the hurdles. Any hurdles?
Well, you know what we've been fortunate enough to grow along with the growing demand. You know, as medical science gets better, there's more kids that have a chance now where before they didn't know what to do and the outcomes weren't positive. Now there's more families coming to Oahu for treatment, and so we've been able to expand. So that's a real plus. There is a couple of things that we're trying to work on right now to improve the experience for families, and it involves installing photovoltaic power. It involves getting air conditioning into the rooms of the families because it can get hot. And the other thing that came up during this recent hurricane season, if you will, was our need for a more reliable, dependable backup generator.
Wow. So generators, solar, and AC.
And we need to re-roof the house, too.
And roofing. So folks who are strong in those areas or have a way to support you with any of those areas, you'd be very grateful to hear from.
Please call us.
That sounds like a lot of tangible ways that folks could plug in or help out. Are there misconceptions that you ever run into about the organization that you think, well, that's actually not how it is? Because it's one of these, it's a big name. I mean, and I plan on getting to that in a moment, is because, you know, it's attached to one of the biggest, if not the biggest, food entity on the planet. And so there's, I just, again, it's a name I've heard for my whole life. I donated, you know, to it more times than I could ever count at the counter in a McDonald's, you know. Are there misconceptions you run into?
Sure. You know, thank you. There are two basic misconceptions that I run into. And the first one is the one you just mentioned, and that is that we're part of Rana, of McDonald's Corporation. We're not. We're a completely separate entity. Back at the very beginning of Ronald McDonald House in the 70s, McDonald's was there and supported the very first house. And they remain with us today, and they're tremendous supporters of ours. As you mentioned, they allow us to fundraise in their venues in all 75 or 76 McDonald's in Hawaii. And did you know that those coin canisters that people drop their change into, it adds up to over $250,000 a year to help the kids and families? So a little bit, it really does add up. So there are closest friends. They've adopted us as their charity of choice. They've even loaned us their clown.
And I think it's huge.
But we are not a part of them, and we have to fundraise in the community to do the things that we do.
But that's great to know about the money at the counter, because that's a real that's just a wonderful thing to know, because when you know you have a little change left from your order, it's a great place to put it. And to hear that it adds up to $250,000 a year, and that it's safe and sound, and it's a good investment in your organization.
Absolutely.
I love hearing that.
And, you know, we have to raise at this point about $1.4 million a year to operate our facility.
You know, when you think about, we were talking about a lot of different ways that people can try to help you out. And I don't think you can emphasize that one enough, because that's a very easy one that's just there. And I've often wondered, decades of my life prior to doing, you know, I've only done this bit a year, but I'm not joking, I'm serious. You know, say it on my mom's name. I've always wondered about that, you know, the money at the counter, mm-hmm. and those things. I mean, and they do. They support it big time by those placement. And you can, and I'm guessing that's it's all over the world that they have that, or it's all over the U.S. located. I mean, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of those things.
Yeah, it's global. And as far as Ronald McDonald Houses are concerned, there's over 350 in the world. And they're all located near hospitals where children get treated.
And the money then in each of those locations gets put into that communities?
It does.
That's another interesting point that you mentioned, and I don't mean to assume, but it sounded like at all of those restaurant change, you know, donation portals, if you will, that stays in the region that it's at.
It does, with one exception. There's a 25% goes to RMHC Global, and they offer grant opportunities to their to the chapters around the world. And so it actually it goes into the greater good of Ronald McDonald House Charities. But
as it should. No, I didn't mean to think it should stay local. It just was an interesting avenue, because when you extrapolate, if there's 250 grand here, that's a lot of a lot of kicking going on. And that's just another way. I just like to make sure people, because to me, it's just such a, it makes me feel like, well, I'll be doing that plenty.
Thank you, because it does add up. And you know what? The other thing, McDonald's is our community, a great community partner. Outrigger Hotels is a great community partner, because if on the nights that we're completely full, they will open a room up for us on a temporary basis to place a family until a room opens up at Ronald McDonald House. And they've been doing that since we opened 27, 28 years ago.
And they just reached out to you for that? Or
they were there at the very beginning, realized that they wanted to be part of this.
That's outstanding. So, and is that an exclusive arrangement, or if there were other hotel operators who were inspired by their generosity and by the idea of in the event, because you do fill up, how often does that happen?
Not that often, maybe once a month.
But it happens.
Really full. Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so and if there were other hotel operations that wanted to join Outrigger in doing that, is that possible?
Well, you know, it's possible. There are other hotel chains that are our partners in different ways as well.
So everyone is welcome. There's lots of ways.
Yeah. The Sheraton, the Hilton, the Marriott, they're all friends of ours, and they've helped us in one way or another over the years. You know that when a family comes to Oahu, from the very beginning, they arrive at the airport and all of a sudden their challenges start. We've just fairly recently started an arrangement, a partnership with Speedy Shuttle. And they are free of charge picking up our families at the airport and bringing them to the house and taking them back to the airport when it's time for them to leave. So it's those types of partnerships in the community that really mean a lot to us.
Yeah, it sounds like there's lots of room for other folks to help you too. I have on the way of getting in touch with you, ronaldhousehawaii.org. Where there is, as you pointed out, you can bid on the auction in advance, you can donate online, you can find out about volunteering. I saw that portal there too, and contact you too for further information. 973-5683 extension 239 to reserve a table for this Sunday, and that number will be active throughout the weekend because the event is not until Sunday evening. I have Gene's email, which I'll also post along with all this information at our website, gd@rmhchawaii.org. And that's if you want to reach out to Gene in public relations to try to see about getting involved and helping them out. And you can call 973-5683 as a general number too, to figure out where you're going. All the contact information for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii is online, and as well as all of our other Helping Hand segments at hawaiipublicradio.org. Public Relations Manager Gene Davis, anything we missed?
Boy, you did a good job. Thank you very much for having me today.
You are so welcome. Thank you on behalf of all the people that you're helping out over there and all the good that you're doing. It's outstanding. I really, really hope that your Share a Night Gala this coming Sunday at the Sheraton Waikiki is a success. Don't be a stranger. Please stay in touch. If there's anything else we can do for you on Helping Hand, I'm really looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Dave. You will. Appreciate it.